Men who do not control their emotions are dangerous. Picture a world where men avoid work and responsibility, overpowered by mere feelings. These men, directionless and fragile, become architects of a world dominated by chaos. For this reason, the ancient Stoics championed the cardinal virtues of courage, reason, and discipline. Courage involved a deliberate confrontation of fear and uncertainty, rejecting cowardice. Reason served as the ultimate weapon against irrationality. And discipline, on the other hand, was meant to build character and virtue regardless of feelings. Therefore, today's Stoic rule is simple. Most powerful is he who has himself in his own power. Have you ever wondered why some interactions leave you feeling drained or uneasy? Today we delve into a compelling yet unsettling topic: recognizing the signs of malevolence in people. It's crucial to understand these signs because they often hide beneath layers of charm and manipulation. The Stoics, ancient philosophers who emphasized wisdom and self-control, taught us valuable lessons on observing and interpreting human behavior. By identifying these toxic traits, we can protect our well-being and cultivate healthier relationships. Sign number one, the master of division. Have you ever encountered someone who consistently drives wedges between people, creating rifts and fostering discord within a group? This is our first sign, the master of division. Stoic philosophy values unity and the strength that comes from cooperation and mutual respect. However, individuals who specialize in sowing division use their skills to manipulate others, isolate potential threats, and control environments by breaking down the bonds that hold groups together. Such individuals often begin subtly, planting seeds of doubt and suspicion between friends, family members, or colleagues. They might whisper insinuations or spread rumors that suggest disloyalty or hidden agendas among group members. By doing so, they create an atmosphere of mistrust that makes effective communication and teamwork difficult. Their aim is not just to undermine others, but to position themselves as the seemingly innocent arbiter or the only trustworthy member of the group. In the workplace, a master of division might pit colleagues against each other by secretly taking credit for others' ideas, or by selectively relaying negative feedback to foster resentment. They thrive in the ensuing chaos, often stepping in to resolve the very conflicts they have orchestrated. This not only elevates their status, but also diverts attention from their manipulative behaviors. These dividers are particularly dangerous because they are adept at maintaining a facade of neutrality, or even benevolence. To outsiders or those not directly involved, it can seem as though they are uninvolved in the discord, or that they are working hard to mend the fissures. This deception makes it challenging to pinpoint the source of the problems, allowing the individual to continue their divisive tactics undetected. To detect a master of division, observe how they discuss other people. They may seem to constantly switch loyalties, praising someone one day and criticizing them the next, depending on their audience. This inconsistency is a key indicator of their true intentions. Additionally, pay attention to any patterns of conflicts that seem to consistently trace back to the same person, even if indirectly. Another approach is to watch for discrepancies in their stories or claims. A divider will often tailor their narrative to suit the biases of their current audience, which can lead to contradictory statements. If these contradictions become apparent, it suggests manipulation and a lack of genuine conviction in their interactions. It's also useful to consider their response when confronted with evidence of their behavior. Typically, a master of division will deflect blame, deny involvement, or even attempt to discredit those who challenge them. They might use emotional appeals to regain sympathy or try to isolate accusers by questioning their motives or sanity to others. In group settings, encourage open, transparent communication and collective decision-making. This can help mitigate the effects of any manipulative tactics, as it becomes harder for the divider to operate effectively without detection. Promoting a culture where direct communication is the norm can also prevent misunderstandings that might be exploited by such individuals. To protect yourself and your group from a master of division, maintain a network of trusted direct communications. Avoid passing important messages through intermediaries, especially through individuals known for their manipulative behaviors. Directly addressing potential issues as they arise minimizes the chances for misunderstandings to be manipulated. Ultimately, dealing with a master of division requires vigilance, critical thinking, and a commitment to fostering genuine relationships based on trust and transparency. By being aware of the signs and taking proactive steps to counteract their influence, groups can maintain cohesion and resist being undermined by divisive tactics. Recognizing the master of division as a sign of a potentially malevolent person is essential. This awareness empowers us to protect our communities, workplaces, and social circles from being fractured by those who seek to benefit from discord. Sign number two, the web of manipulation. Have you ever interacted with someone who seems to always steer conversations and situations to their advantage, no matter the context? This is our second sign, the web of manipulation. Stoic philosophy teaches us the importance of authenticity and straightforwardness in our interactions. However, individuals who excel in manipulation use their skills to twist reality, influence others subtly, and control outcomes to their benefit. Such behavior is a glaring red flag in identifying an evil person. Manipulators often start by building a rapport based on apparent trust and understanding. They listen to your worries and personal stories, not to offer empathy, but to find leverage points. These points are then exploited, as the manipulator uses this knowledge to influence your decisions and actions. You might find them reminding you of past conversations where you shared your fears or desires, using this information to guide your current choices. For example, consider a colleague who knows you're anxious about job security. They might use this fear to push you into taking on more work than you can handle by suggesting that it would make you seem more dedicated and indispensable. Here, their manipulation is masked as advice or concern for your well-being, but the real intent is to overload you and potentially set you up for failure or dependency. The Stoics would urge us to maintain a detachment from such influences by focusing on what is within our control, our actions and responses. Marcus Aurelius wrote about the importance of staying true to one's principles in the face of external pressures. When dealing with manipulative individuals, this means not allowing their insights into your vulnerabilities to dictate your actions. To recognize manipulation, observe how the person reacts when you set boundaries or say no. A manipulator often resists or disregards boundaries. They might respond with guilt-tripping phrases like, "After all I've done for you, you would really deny me this?" Such responses are designed to make you question your decisions and to prioritize their needs over your own. Another telling sign is inconsistency in their stories or promises. Manipulators have a tendency to say whatever is necessary to achieve their ends at that moment. This can lead to contradictions over time. Pay close attention to their narratives. If they often shift or contradict previous statements, it's likely they are manipulating the truth. In conversations, a manipulator will also often dominate the discussion, steering it towards topics where they can exert control or influence. They might interrupt you, subtly change the subject, or dismiss your concerns without proper acknowledgement. This tactic ensures the conversation always revolves around their agenda, leaving little space for genuine dialogue or mutual understanding. To practically deal with manipulation, it is crucial to strengthen your assertiveness. Clearly communicate your thoughts and feelings without ambiguity. When you suspect manipulation, directly question their statements or actions to disrupt their narrative control. This forces the manipulator to confront the direct consequences of their words, making it harder for them to maintain their facade. The Stoics remind us that our inner freedom cannot be compromised by external forces unless we permit it. By understanding and recognizing the signs of manipulation, we can protect ourselves from being swayed by those who do not have our best interests at heart. This knowledge empowers us to maintain our autonomy and make decisions aligned with our values and judgment. Stay vigilant and true to your principles, and join us as we uncover more strategies to recognize and combat the influence of malevolent individuals. Remember, the path to wisdom involves not only knowing the world but also understanding the darker aspects of human behavior. Sign 3, exploitation of trust. Have you ever felt betrayed by someone you trusted deeply, only to realize they use that trust as a weapon against you? This is our third sign, the exploitation of trust. Stoic philosophy stresses the importance of building relationships based on mutual respect and sincerity. However, individuals who exploit trust do so by creating a facade of loyalty and companionship, only to use it for their selfish gains. Recognizing this betrayal is crucial in identifying those with malevolent intentions. These exploiters often begin by demonstrating extreme loyalty and support. They present themselves as your confidant, someone who stands by you during both good times and bad. Their initial acts of kindness and support are overwhelming, designed to lower your defenses and gain deep access to your personal and professional life. This depth of trust seems to establish a strong bond, but it is usually one-sided. For example, consider a business partner who always supports your ideas and backs your decisions. They may seem like the ideal ally, but their underlying motive could be to gain a controlling interest in your endeavors or access sensitive information. Over time, their true intentions become apparent as they start making decisions that benefit them at your expense. Stoics teach us to value wisdom and justice, which involve understanding the true nature of our relationships. Marcus Aurelius advised being wary of those who seem to agree too readily and frequently. Genuine relationships involve a balance of agreement and constructive disagreement, reflecting true engagement with each other's ideas and concerns. To discern whether someone is exploiting your trust, reflect on how they handle confidential information. Do they respect your privacy, or do you find hints that your secrets are not safe with them? A person who exploits trust might use your personal information against you or leverage it to manipulate you in subtle ways. Another red flag is their behavior during your vulnerable moments. Do they offer support that genuinely helps, or does their support come with strings attached? Often those who exploit trust will provide help that somehow always turns out to be in their favor, tying you to obligations that are difficult to fulfill. In interactions, observe if they are collecting favors. A trustworthy individual will reciprocate without keeping a tally, but someone who is exploiting you will often remind you of the favors they've done, expecting disproportionate returns. This transactional nature of what should be a genuine interaction is a key indicator of their true character. Manipulative individuals also tend to isolate their targets from other supportive relationships. They might subtly discredit your friends and family, suggesting that only they truly understand and support you. This isolation tactic is a classic sign of exploitation, as it makes you more dependent on them, thereby increasing their influence and control over you. To practically counteract the exploitation of trust, start by diversifying your sources of support and counsel. Do not rely solely on one person for advice or help, especially in matters of significant personal or professional importance. This reduces the exploiter's power over you and helps you maintain a clearer perspective on their actions. Also, set clear boundaries from the beginning of any relationship. Communicate openly about your expectations regarding privacy, respect, and mutual support. If these boundaries are repeatedly crossed, it may be a sign that the relationship is not as trustworthy as it seems. Furthermore, keep a record of interactions that made you feel uncomfortable or exploited. This can help you identify patterns of behavior that are problematic. Reflecting on these patterns with a trusted friend or mentor can provide you with the insight and confirmation you need to take action. Finally, confront the person with evidence of their behavior if safe and appropriate. Sometimes bringing their actions into the open can discourage further manipulation and exploitation. However, be prepared for denial or retaliation and plan your next steps accordingly. Exploitation of trust is a deeply painful and damaging behavior, indicative of a person's evil tendencies. The Stoics would counsel us to seek inner peace by aligning ourselves with people who embody virtue and sincerity. By understanding the signs of trust exploitation, we can better protect ourselves and cultivate relationships that are truly enriching and supportive. Remember the importance of guarding your inner citadel against those who would seek to undermine it. Sign 4. The chameleon of deceit. Have you ever encountered someone who seems to seamlessly blend into any group or situation, altering their personality and values to match their current environment? This is our fourth sign, the chameleon of deceit. Stoic philosophy values consistency in character and purpose, but these individuals display a disturbing flexibility that serves their manipulative ends. Their ability to adapt and morph into what others want or expect can be a cunning tool for deception and hidden agendas. These chameleons often start by observing the dynamics of a group or the traits of an individual to identify what is admired or valued. They then mimic these qualities, portraying themselves as the perfect member or partner. This mimicry isn't about genuine adaptation or growth, but rather about gaining trust and influence quickly and efficiently. For instance, they might express passionate opinions that align perfectly with those around them, despite having expressed contradictory views in different settings. Their strategy is based on the assumption that people are more likely to trust and like someone who shares their values and interests. This facade, however, is superficial and temporary, carefully curated just to win over those they aim to use for their own benefits. Once their goals are achieved, their true nature and intentions often emerge, leaving a trail of confusion and betrayal. For the Stoics, such behavior is antithetical to the virtuous life, which requires honesty and consistency. Marcus Aurelius wrote about the importance of being the same person in private as one is in public, a stark contrast to the chameleon's ever-changing guise. Observing someone's behavior in various contexts can therefore be revealing. If their personality seems to shift dramatically depending on the company or circumstances, it may be a warning sign of deeper deceit. To detect a chameleon, pay close attention to their stories and claims about past experiences. Inconsistencies or exaggerations that change to impress different audiences are common red flags. They may boast about achievements that are unverifiable or shift their expertise based on whom they are talking to. This pattern is not only misleading, but also a deliberate attempt to create a tailored persona for each situation. Another method to uncover their deceit is to introduce them to varied social settings and watch their interactions. A chameleon of deceit will often have a hard time maintaining their fabricated personas consistently over time or across different groups. They might slip up, forgetting the details of the persona they've previously presented, or contradict something they've said before. Moreover, these individuals often lack deep, lasting relationships. Since their connections are based on superficial interactions and manipulation, they do not form genuine bonds. They move from one group to another, leaving behind people once they no longer serve their purposes. Observing their history of relationships can provide insights into the transient and utilitarian nature of their interactions. In discussions, a chameleon might also excessively agree with or mirror your opinions and mannerisms. While agreement can be a sign of genuine rapport, excessive mirroring in the early stages of a relationship might indicate manipulation. They use this technique to create an illusion of compatibility and understanding, which makes it easier for them to influence you later on. Addressing the behavior of a chameleon directly can be challenging, as they are adept at deflecting criticism and turning the tables. When confronted, they might use charm or emotional appeals to dismiss your concerns, or worse, they might manipulate the facts to portray themselves as the victim. To protect yourself from a chameleon of deceit, it is crucial to develop and rely on your judgment and intuition. Be wary of people who seem too perfect or who aggressively seek to align too closely with your interests without any prior basis for such alignment. Maintain healthy skepticism and give relationships time to grow naturally, allowing true character to reveal itself over time. Engage them in conversations about deeper values and watch for superficial or rehearsed responses. Genuine individuals will show consistency in their beliefs and behaviors, regardless of changes in their environment or audience. It's also helpful to seek the perspectives of others who have known them in different contexts. Disparate accounts of their behavior can confirm suspicions of their chameleon-like tendencies. Finally, strengthen your own Stoic virtues. Remember, the more centered and grounded you are in your values, the less likely you are to be swayed by someone whose character shifts with the wind. Stoicism teaches us to value authenticity, a trait that the chameleon lacks. The chameleon of deceit is a dangerous individual in the social fabric, capable of causing significant emotional and psychological damage. By understanding and recognizing this sign, you can better protect yourself from their manipulations and maintain your integrity. As we continue exploring the signs of dealing with an evil person, let this knowledge empower you to cultivate relationships based on genuine interaction and mutual respect. Sign 5. The perpetuation of chaos. Have you ever known someone who seems to thrive in chaotic environments, often creating or exacerbating conflicts seemingly without reason? This is our fifth and final sign, the perpetuation of chaos. Stoic philosophy teaches the importance of harmony and rational order in one's life. However, individuals who perpetuate chaos do so to manipulate, control, or simply for their amusement, all of which are clear indicators of a malevolent character. These individuals often initiate conflicts by spreading rumors or misinformation, pitting people against each other, or by openly provoking arguments. They seem adept at recognizing and exploiting the vulnerabilities of others, using them to incite discord. Their actions are not random but calculated to destabilize and confuse. For example, in a workplace setting, they might tell conflicting versions of a story to different colleagues, leading to misunderstandings and mistrust among the team. What's particularly insidious about those who perpetuate chaos is their ability to appear as the calming force or the problem solver amid the turmoil they have created. This not only increases their perceived value in a group, but also masks their role in creating the disorder. They often position themselves as the mediator or the only one who can manage the chaos, thus gaining more control and dependency from others. These chaos agents are particularly dangerous because their actions can have long-lasting effects on the emotional and psychological well-being of those around them. People may begin to doubt their own perceptions or feel inadequate in their ability to manage situations, not realizing that they are being manipulated. This can lead to a toxic environment where trust is eroded and collaboration becomes nearly impossible. To detect someone who perpetuates chaos, observe how they react during a crisis. Do they seem unusually calm or even pleased when problems arise? Do they offer to help in ways that keep them at the center of the action? Watch for patterns where they repeatedly involve themselves in resolving issues they might have had a hand in creating. Another telltale sign is their communication style. These individuals often use ambiguous or inflammatory language that provokes uncertainty. They might make vague statements that can be interpreted in multiple ways, or deliver messages that hint at hidden problems or conspiracies, sowing doubt and suspicion among their peers. Moreover, consider their history and relationships. People who perpetuate chaos often have a trail of broken relationships and past environments marred by disorder. They might shift blame onto others for the negative outcomes and present themselves as perpetually misunderstood or victimized. It's also important to assess their impact on group dynamics. A person who perpetuates chaos tends to leave a wake of heightened anxiety, decreased morale, and increased conflict among the group. These environments can often trace back to one common denominator, the individual in question. To protect yourself and your environment from someone who perpetuates chaos, it is crucial to foster open and transparent communication within your group or community. Encourage members to share their concerns and verify information directly from multiple sources before reacting. This can help mitigate the effects of any misinformation spread by the chaos agent. Additionally, promote a culture of empathy and understanding where conflicts are resolved through dialogue and reason, rather than emotional reactions. This approach can help de-escalate potential conflicts and reduce the manipulator's ability to thrive in chaos. In your personal dealings with a suspected chaos perpetuator, maintain clear and consistent boundaries. Do not engage in gossip or unfounded speculation, as this can feed into the chaotic narrative they enjoy. Instead, focus on facts and direct observations in your interactions. If you find yourself frequently in conflict or in a chaotic situation with this person, take a step back and evaluate the common elements in these occurrences. Keeping a record can help you identify patterns and strategize on how to handle interactions more effectively. Consulting with a neutral third party who can provide an outside perspective on the situation can also be invaluable. Sometimes, an external observer can see patterns and motivations that are not as clear to those directly involved. Recognizing someone who thrives in chaos requires careful observation and an understanding of their underlying motives. These individuals often have a knack for identifying stress points within a group and exploiting them to their advantage. By creating distractions, they can divert attention from their own shortcomings or manipulative behaviors. For instance, in a corporate setting, Such a person might instigate a controversial debate right before a review of their performance is due, shifting focus and potentially skewing the perception of their overall contributions. In personal relationships, chaos perpetuators frequently use emotional upheaval to test boundaries and manipulate feelings. They might engineer situations that cause emotional distress for others, then present themselves as a comforting presence, thereby deepening the emotional dependency of those around them. This cyclical pattern not only disorients and confuses, but also solidifies their control over interpersonal dynamics. The challenge in dealing with such individuals lies in the subtlety of their manipulation. It's not always obvious when someone is fostering chaos as a deliberate strategy, as their actions can sometimes be mistaken for genuine engagement or concern. A crucial strategy is to look for discrepancies between their words and their actions. If they frequently talk about the importance of teamwork and harmony, but their actions consistently suggest otherwise, this misalignment is a red flag. To further expose a chaos perpetuator, create environments where transparency and accountability are prioritized. Encourage open discussions where team members can voice concerns and discrepancies can be addressed directly. This environment makes it harder for manipulative behaviors to go unnoticed and unchallenged. Regular feedback sessions and open forums can diminish the manipulator's ability to operate undetected. Additionally, strengthening the cohesion and resilience of the group is vital. By fostering a strong sense of community and mutual support, groups can become more resistant to divisive tactics. Workshops on communication skills and conflict resolution can equip individuals with the tools needed to identify and manage manipulative behaviors effectively, reducing the chaos agent's power. When confronted directly, individuals who perpetuate chaos might escalate their tactics or attempt to portray themselves as the victim. It's important to remain calm and collected during these interactions. Respond with facts and do not engage in emotional confrontations. Keeping a log of incidents can be helpful, providing concrete examples of their behavior that can be discussed in a factual and dispassionate manner. In some cases, professional intervention may be necessary, especially if the behavior significantly disrupts personal well-being or group function. Consultants or mediators can provide an impartial perspective and offer solutions that might not be apparent to those too closely involved in the situation. Their recommendations can help realign group dynamics and restore order. An effective way to counteract the influence of a chaos perpetuator is to reinforce personal boundaries and encourage others to do the same. Educate yourself and your peers about the tactics used by such individuals and discuss ways to maintain personal and professional boundaries. This collective awareness can act as a shield against manipulation. Chaos perpetuators often thrive in environments where communication is ambiguous or fragmented. By capitalizing on the lack of clear information, they can twist narratives to fit their agendas, creating divisions and misunderstandings. They are skilled at playing different sides against each other, ensuring that they remain indispensable as the supposed translator or mediator between conflicting parties. Their ability to create a sense of dependency on their interpretations further solidifies their control over the situation. To combat this, organizations and groups should emphasize the importance of direct communication and establish multiple channels where information can be verified independently. Regular team meetings, where everyone is encouraged to share updates and concerns openly, can reduce the manipulator's ability to control the narrative. Implementing a transparent workflow system where all actions are documented and accessible can also prevent the chaos creator from claiming undue credit or denying responsibility. In personal relationships, individuals who perpetuate chaos often use gaslighting techniques to make others question their sanity or memory. They may deny that certain events occurred or that specific conversations took place, creating doubt and confusion. This tactic not only disempowers their targets, but also makes them more reliant on the chaos creator for clarity and understanding. Such manipulation can be deeply psychologically damaging, leading to a loss of self-confidence and autonomy. Victims of such chaos need a strong support network to validate their experiences and reaffirm their perceptions of reality. Engaging with friends, family, or counselors who understand the dynamics of manipulative relationships can provide the emotional reinforcement needed to challenge the chaos creator's narrative. Support groups, whether online or in person, can also offer comfort and advice from others who have faced similar challenges. Moreover, it's critical to maintain detailed records and interactions with someone known to perpetuate chaos. Documenting conversations, agreements, decisions, and outcomes can provide a factual basis for resolving discrepancies that the chaos creator might exploit. These records can be invaluable in professional settings where accountability is crucial and can also serve personal relationships as a means of keeping track of the truth. Educating oneself about the tactics used by manipulative individuals can also empower potential victims to protect themselves. Workshops, books, and seminars on psychological manipulation can provide insights into recognizing and responding to such behaviors. Knowledge is power, and in the case of dealing with chaos perpetuators, it can be the key to maintaining one's mental and emotional fortitude. Another effective strategy is to foster an environment of mutual respect and understanding, where the contributions of all members are valued and recognized. This approach can diminish the chaos creator's ability to devalue others' contributions and exaggerate their own. Celebrating diverse perspectives and achievements can help create a more balanced and supportive community that is resilient to manipulation. Leaders and individuals in positions of authority should be vigilant about the signs of someone perpetuating chaos. They have a responsibility to intervene when necessary to prevent toxic dynamics from taking root. This might involve mediating conflicts, providing clear and consistent leadership, and setting examples of constructive behavior. For those who find themselves repeatedly targeted by a chaos perpetuator, seeking professional advice from psychologists or legal advisors might become necessary. These professionals can offer strategies tailored to the specific situation, whether it involves dealing with harassment, defamation, or other harmful actions. Finally, it's essential to practice self-care and emotional resilience. The stress of dealing with chaotic situations can take a toll on mental and emotional health. Engaging in activities that promote relaxation and stress relief, such as mindfulness, meditation, or regular physical exercise, can help maintain your well-being in the face of ongoing chaos. Understanding and addressing the impact of someone who perpetuates chaos requires vigilance, courage, and a proactive approach. By fostering environments of openness, support, and accountability, and by encouraging healthy, constructive behaviors, communities and individuals can protect themselves against the destabilizing effects of those who thrive in chaos. Remember that knowledge, preparation, and unity are your best defenses. Cultivate an environment where deceitful tactics are recognized and resilience is built, and continue to champion the stoic virtues of wisdom, justice, courage, and temperance in all aspects of life.